Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, the truth about the rapture.
Is the rapture a racket? You know, Paul calls the fact that Jesus is coming again, he calls it the blessed hope and the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it the blessed hope, the rapture of the church, or is that just one big hoax? Is it Christian fiction or is it biblical fact?
Welcome to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve for a biblical lesson on the truth or false notion of a rapture for God's children. The message today is entitled Rapture, Fact or Fiction, and it's from Pastor Jeff's new 8-message series, The Church in the Last Days. Now, this lesson revolves around a mysterious event described in Scripture where Christ removes His people from the earth quickly and mysteriously. This is important for all to hear. So if you miss any of today's lesson or any from this new series, please go to fromhisheart.org to listen to the programs once they've already aired. Right now, though, open your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Here's Pastor Jeff to begin telling the truth about the rapture.
All Christians, all true Christians, we believe in the second coming of Jesus because the Bible clearly says that's going to happen. Jesus said himself, "I will come again." But now we differ as to the specifics of his coming. And good people, godly people, Bible-believing people can disagree about the specifics. Now, for about the last 200 years, there was a teaching, dispensational truth, that was introduced to the church in a more systematized way. It comes from the Scripture, but it was introduced to the church in these dispensations. God deals with people and with ages in these dispensations. And in dispensational truth, you have this thing called the rapture of the church. And many of us have grown up learning about the rapture. And it was just in the last 25 years, Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins got together and they did a series of novels called the Left Behind series. 16 books in that series, sold $80 million worth of books and other paraphernalia associated with that. And people were on pins and needles wanting to read the next volume. What's going to happen next? Jerry Jenkins was the author. Tim LaHaye was the theologian, lining things out. This happens, then this happens, then this happens. Well, many of us, we said, yeah, that's right. That's what the Scripture says. But there are others who said, no, that's wrong. And in today's world, many in theological circles, especially in seminaries, they dismiss the idea of the rapture of the church, especially the pre-tribulation rapture. One theologian, Dr. Barbara Rossing, who teaches at a Lutheran seminary in Chicago, New Testament professor, she said this, "The rapture is a racket. Whether prescribing a violent script for Israel or survivalism in the United States, this theology distorts God's vision for the world. It is not biblical. We are not raptured off the earth." Well, that's not very fun to think of. Is the rapture a racket? You know, Paul calls the fact that Jesus is coming again, he calls it the blessed hope and the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it the blessed hope, the rapture of the church, or is that just one big hoax? Is it Christian fiction or is it biblical fact? We want to look at that today. Now, we're in a study on the book of 2 Thessalonians, the church in the last days, and Paul talks so much in 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, about the coming of the Lord, about the rapture of the church and the coming of the Lord. Now, here was the problem, and one of the reasons that he wrote the second letter to the Thessalonians. Remember, he wasn't in Thessalonica long. We don't know how long. He says he was in the synagogue for 3 Sabbaths, reasoning with the Jews. And then many of the Greeks, the leading people of the city and some Jews, they believed, and Paul started the church. He founded the church there in Thessalonica. Now, some say, well, he was only there 3 weeks. I think he was there longer than that. It just says he was reasoning 3 Sabbaths in the synagogue. I think he was probably in Thessalonica for several months, but no doubt no longer than 6 months. That would be the outside amount of time, 6 months. And in that period of time, he talked to the people over and over and over again about the second coming of Jesus Christ. They were excited about the second coming. But somebody had come into the church after Paul had left, and they told him, hey, you missed this thing called the rapture, and you are in this thing called the day of the Lord, the judgment of God. And it seemed to match up with their circumstances, because their circumstances in chapter 1, they were under great persecution and great distress. So it made sense. Yeah, we're living in the day of the Lord, and somehow, some way, we missed the rapture. So Paul writes this, verse 1. Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you may not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us. Somehow somebody came into the church and said, I have a message, thus says the Lord, and here's the letter from Paul saying that this happened, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come. Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come unless the apostasy comes first. And the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. Do you not remember that while I was still with you, I was telling you these things? So Paul is writing to them to clear up their confusion, because now their hearts are all stirred up and they're in consternation, thinking that somehow they're experiencing the day of the Lord, the day of judgment, and they missed what Paul had told them was the coming of the Lord in 1 Thessalonians. So here's our question for today. Is it biblical to believe in the rapture of the church? And I want to focus in on 3 discoveries concerning that question. Number one, the Bible clearly teaches that there will be a rapture of the church. It's very clear in the Bible that there is going to be a rapture. We don't know when, we know it is coming. Now, those that don't like the idea of the rapture, Barbara Rossing, who wrote the book, The Rapture Exposed, said it's a racket. They just dismiss it. And one of the arguments is, the word rapture is not even in the Bible. I mean, why do you make such a big doctrine about the rapture when the Bible doesn't even use the term rapture? Can I tell you another term that's not in the Bible? The term Trinity is not in the Bible. But the concept of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is taught in the Bible. Triunity. I think it was Tertullian, the theologian in the 200s, that came up with that word Trinity. Trinity is not used in the Bible, but it's taught in the Bible. The rapture is not used, that term, in the Bible, but it's taught in the Bible. And where it's taught is very clearly seen in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Paul had written to them earlier. Now, the distance between the two letters, 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, is only a few months. But he says this in 1 Thessalonians, but we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep. Asleep doesn't mean that they're just tuckered out and they're taking a nap. They're dead. That's what he means. Asleep is a euphemism for dying. That you may not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. They were concerned. They said, hey, our loved ones have missed out on the coming of the Lord because they died, Paul. And Paul said, no, don't worry about that. We believe that those who have fallen asleep in Jesus, their body went into the grave, but their spirit and soul went to be with the Lord. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. He says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. Very important. Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Caught up is one Greek word, harpazo. It means to catch away, to seize away by force. It's used in the Bible to talk about a wolf. In John chapter 10, how a wolf will seize a sheep and devour that sheep. It's used to talk, Acts chapter 8, about Philip when he was talking to the Ethiopian eunuch. And it says, and the Spirit caught Philip up from where he was and took him to another place. It's used 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when it says that Paul was caught up into paradise to see things which not lawful for a man to speak. That word is used 14 times in the New Testament, harpazo. It means to catch away, to seize away by force. The Latin word for harpazo is raptus. Raptus, and that is where we get our English word rapture. So if you don't like the word rapture, just use harpazo, use catching away. The Bible teaches that that day is coming when the Lord will come in the clouds. Now, you mark it down as you study Bible prophecy, you'll see that this event in 1 Thessalonians 4, the rapture, is different from the return. So just as Jesus in the Old Testament, they would talk about the coming of the Lord. That was in two phases, his first coming and second coming. In the New Testament, we talk about the coming of the Lord. That's in two phases. There is a coming of the Lord in the clouds to snatch us away. And there's the coming of the Lord in Revelation chapter 19, where Jesus comes on a white horse, and every eye shall see him whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn over him. And he comes not in the clouds, he comes riding on a cloud, and he sets his feet on the Mount of Olives, and he does battle at the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation chapter 19. In 1 Thessalonians 4, he comes for his saints. And in Revelation 19, he comes with his saints. A big, big difference. John 14 has to fit in somewhere in your eschatology. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So the Lord says, I'm going to come, and I'm going to come get you, and I'm going to take you to the Father's house. So there is a rapture coming. It's not the return. It's the first phase of his coming. It's often put together, and that's what makes it difficult, but the things that are said about his coming in the clouds far different than what is said about his coming to the earth. So that's the first discovery here. The Bible clearly teaches there will be a rapture. You can't say, I don't believe in the rapture. Because if you say, I don't believe in the rapture, it's like, well, what do you do with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? What do you do with the catching away? Where does that fit in? It's got to fit in somewhere, or you got to get some scissors and cut out 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 17. Second discovery, the issue of the rapture is timing. So the Bible clearly indicates that there is going to be a catching away. There's going to be a rapture. There's going to be this harpazo, this snatching away. So the issue is not, is that going to happen? The issue is, when does that happen? And that's where you get into a lot of debate. When does that take place? Now, when the Bible lays out the end times, Daniel chapter 9, God gave Daniel a vision of the end times, of how it was going to affect God's people, Israel. And in Daniel's vision, he's given a vision of 70 weeks. But don't think of weeks like a day. We talk about a week as 7 days. 70 sevens is what God gave Daniel. 70 weeks, not of days, 70 weeks of years. So 490 years, God gave him this timeline of what is going to take place. And we see the first 69 weeks times out to the coming of Christ. But then it says that Messiah the Prince is going to be cut off. He's going to be killed. He's going to be executed like a criminal. And he was on the cross. And the government of the prince to come, we know Rome was the government in charge. Pilate was the one who issued the decree, a Roman procurator issued the decree for Jesus to be crucified. And so the Bible goes on to say there is coming a prince from this government, a Roman prince, who is going to come to power one day in this 70th week, in Daniel's 70th week, the last 7 years. And it says this in Daniel 9:27, and he, speaking of the prince to come, not Jesus, the prince to come is the prince of the power of the air, the devil. And it says, and he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week, 1 7-week or 7-year period. But in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering, and on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction, one that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate. So the Antichrist is going to come to power, and he's going to bring peace. Revelation chapter 6 talks about the first seal that's broken in the scroll. And the first seal is a rider on a white horse who comes to bring peace. He has an arrow, a bow, but no arrows. And so the Antichrist comes on the scene. People will see him. Oh, this is our great peacemaker. Look what he's doing for Israel. And Israel will see him as that is our Messiah. He is the one that's brought peace to the Middle East. He's signed a peace covenant with the Arabs and the Jews, and everything seems to be going well. And in those first 3.5 years, the Jews are allowed to rebuild their temple and they have sacrifices again. But it says in the middle of the week, what happens? You have the abomination of desolation. As Paul said here, this man of sin, this man of lawlessness, he's going to oppose and exalt himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God. And in the middle of the week, in the middle of the tribulation period, in the middle of those 7 years, he's going to say, don't worship anyone except me. I am God. You worship me. And that begins the great tribulation. 7 years is called the tribulation. The last 3.5 years, the great tribulation. Now, when it comes to the rapture of the church, the Lord coming back in the clouds, there are three main views as far as timing. He can come back at the beginning of the tribulation. That's called a pre-tribulation rapture position. He can come back in the middle of the tribulation, when the devil or the Antichrist reveals his true colors, that he claims to be God, and people believe in a mid-tribulation rapture. Or he can come back at the end of the tribulation. That's called a post-tribulation rapture. Now, there's a big difference in those views in terms of timing. And there's one fourth one that is kind of in between the mid and the post. It's called a pre-wrath rapture position. And basically, that just says, hey, there are bad things going on in the tribulation, but the wrath of God is not poured out until he breaks the sixth seal. And that's somewhere after the 3.5 year period, somewhere in that last bottom half, that last 3.5 years. And the Lord comes before the wrath of God hits, and he comes in the clouds. Now, I believe all of the tribulation is the wrath of God. So I am a pre-wrath rapture person, because 1 Thessalonians 5:9, God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So I believe the Lord comes to take us out before the wrath of God is poured out on this world. I just believe the wrath of God comes at the breaking of the first seal. And I believe that the scripture, especially the passage here in Thessalonians, would agree with that. So you have these three views, and the post-tribulationists, which John Piper is a well-known post-tribulationist, Here are some of the problems with the mid-tribulation period, mid-tribulation rapture, post-tribulation rapture. If you say, well, the tribulation starts, the church is going through the tribulation, we would know who the Antichrist is because the Antichrist has to come to power. He has to sign a treaty with Israel. All that would be well known. That's not going to happen in a corner somewhere. That would be well known. The Jews rebuild the temple. That would be well known. We would know, okay, Jesus hasn't come back yet. Here's the Antichrist. We're looking at the Antichrist. We're looking to see when he presents himself as God. And when he presents himself as God, that's when the Lord will come back. We'd be able to chart it pretty closely. There'd be a lot of signs associated with that on the mid-tribulation position. The Bible tends to indicate, very clearly indicate, hey, you don't know when I'm coming, so you just be ready, because I could come at any moment. Now listen, if Jesus is not coming back until the middle of the tribulation, I can tell you for sure he's not coming back today. He's not coming back tomorrow. He's not coming back next year. He's not coming back 2 years from now. He's not coming back 3 years from now. You know how you know that? It's because if he doesn't come back till the middle of the tribulation, we haven't started the tribulation yet. So you would know, you'd be able to say, okay, it's going to be 3 years from the time that they signed the covenant. You'd be able to kind of get really close. Now, Jesus said, no one knows the day or the hour, but you could get really close to, it's going to be right around in here. No, the Bible says, you don't know when I'm coming, so you be ready. So the mid-tribulation position has trouble because of that.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And the message today, the rapture, fact or fiction. Now, you've heard part one of this lesson. It's from Pastor Jeff's new 8-message series, The Church in the Last Days. And one of the topics that he covers, of course, is the rapture of the church, the blessed hope, and the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is it all a big hoax? Is it Christian fiction or is it biblical fact? He shares the truth of that and much more about how we are to live, knowing what is coming. But he'll also cover many topics in this series related to the last days, including, of course, how we should be preparing for the inevitable event. This new 8-message series is our gift of thanks to you for your support to From His Heart this month of any amount. You can get yours when you call us at 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. Or go online to fromhisheart.org and request the series, The Church in the Last Days. The rapture is a fact, and it's also a fact that we simply couldn't be here were it not for your support throughout the years. Our programming now is heard on over 800 stations each day on radio and around the world on radio and television as well. God bless you for hearing God's request to you to join Pastor Jeff as he shares these truths. Again, you can make your gift when you call 866-40-BIBLE or go online to fromhisheart.org and ask for the series, The Church in the Last Days. We also hope you'll visit our website every day where you can hear a daily Real Hope Minute from Pastor Jeff. There, too, you can sign up for the weekly Real Hope email encouragement letter that you'll get in your inbox every Friday morning. You can also download an MP3 of any of the broadcasts you may have missed, as well as the sermon outlines from Pastor Jeff. Plus, you can easily join Pastor Jeff on Facebook and Twitter for his regular comments, commentary, and encouragement throughout the week. The web address again, fromhisheart.org. Well, we're going to be pausing right now for this lesson for today, but we'll be back tomorrow. After a brief review, Pastor Jeff will continue this fascinating lesson entitled The Rapture, Fact or Fiction. Join us on Wednesday when Pastor Jeff Shreve will open up God's Word and share real truth, real love, and real hope from God's heart. Here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve. speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that when you go to FromHisHeart.org.